I saw the opening episode of Defiance and I thought it was pretty good. It was like a made-for-TV movie because it was about 2 hours long. And they managed to cram a lot into those 2 hours, but I didn't mind that.
I like the 2 hours. I like the movie. My feeling was that they crammed too much in it. It felt like there were three distinct stories where one would end, the next one would start, and then the next one would start. And I would have liked more focus on perhaps one or two of them rather than all three.
I didn't actually mind that because I felt they were conveying a lot of information in a fairly tight space.
Yeah, except they didn't.
And those stories revealed more about the various races and characters in interaction.
You're right, I introduced a lot. I just wish they'd gave more background as much as anything else. I mean, I watched it and at the end of it I had to go on Wikipedia and start finding out what on earth is happening to this place. Why are there aliens? And they sort of hinted at it and explained it in bits, but it didn't have enough of an explanation.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that the series will pad out. The thing about the movie was it actually told quite an interesting story about scavenger dad and his daughter, who's of a different species, which that in itself, I'm sure there's more to it. It gave you a hint of the Defiance movement when it introduced you to the town, and you had the Defiance Day where they, you know, commemorate those brave souls who said, enough is enough, we're not going to war anymore, we're going to work together. And you also had the murder in the town that had to be solved. And then at the whole end, you had the disruptive other alien species.
I would have tackled it slightly differently, though, because the problem was that disruptive alien species. I liked the murder investigation. I thought that was solid and gave you a chance to start liking the would-be sheriff and daughter and introduce them a bit, and that was good. I really liked the introduction of the characters around there. You were seen there thinking that the scavenger guy, I like him. He's an Australian actor. I like him just by definition, but he worked. He's not quite as cool as Carter in Eureka, but that's okay. He's still believable and works, and I'm happy. I agree with you about his daughter. She was an interesting character. The prostitute was good. The mayor was good. That was all nice elements. And if they focused on that for an episode and built up and worked on the characters and did the murder investigation, I would have held off the big battle at the end, which took a good chunk of it, and saved that for an episode to build up to, rather than just tossing it in at the end, now we're going to have a fight, and then ending it. And then certainly in the next two episodes, it hasn't borne any particular significance.
Well, yes, except they needed that big battle as a mechanism to keep Scavenger around.
Oh, they needed it because they set it up for that, but I could have easily written in another way to keep him. I mean, it was obvious from the beginning he was going to stay. We just had to find an excuse, and we as watchers were going to accept it.
Yes, I do like the postcard. Welcome to sunny Antarctica.
Yes, that is a good postcard. I'm in two minds. I mean, I really enjoyed the first episode. I watched it and thought, this is promising. I like this series. It could be really good. I didn't think it's had what I wanted, which is one really good episode. But you're going to watch and think, yeah, now I know this is going to be great. But it's had three solid episodes with a promise that maybe a good one will come.
Mm.
But I just would have focused more on characters and not had quite so much plot in the first movie.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly got a fairly rich setup, good potential for them using it in interesting ways. You mentioned earlier you're worried that the writers would do something with it.
Yeah, well, see, the concern is that there's a lot of a feeling of Eureka in it, and perhaps that's unfair, but I haven't heard anyone else really compare it to Eureka, but that's just the way I felt. The sheriff, who's a nice guy, who's honest in the middle of all of this, the mayor, who is really nice and may have a thing for the sheriff and may not, and you can have a little love triangle playing off there for quite a while. You've got your equivalent of Beverly and the evil ex-mayor who's plotting against them all secretly while really everyone thinks that she's part of their group. And you've got a lot of those little elements that you saw in Eureka. And the problem was some of those elements I hated in Eureka, one of which was the ex-Beverly, the psychiatrist, plotting against them. It was just awful. And it already feels pretty awful in this one. Similarly, I just didn't like the premise of the Romeo and Juliet thread. I just didn't like it when they did it in the first episode, and I haven't really cared for where it went in the next two.
Well, we'll have to continue watching and see how it develops.
Yep.